at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cubby with Think Bold, Be Bold. I'm here with Alan Witch, my most awesome co-host in the world. What's going on, brother?
Awesome, man. We're having a blast today. We've had a lot of things going on. I say I'm excited a lot, so I guess that's kind of my life. But there's part of my life when I wasn't excited. But we got a great guest. We've got a longtime friend back on the show. Can't wait to get him going. And I don't want to say a lot about where he's at right now because I want him to tell us what's going on this morning.
Sure.
Kind of give the audience a little heads up as to, because this is a repeat of a year plus ago when he was on the show. But I love this guy.
We will talk about the truck stop.
Oh, man, yeah. NFL football player, working with kids all over the globe. He's in front of thousands of people all the time. He's multitasking about everything he's doing. He's working with at-risk youth. I love this guy. Anthony Trucks, welcome back to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Yeah, man, appreciate having me on again. I feel like I'm special. I get to come back. That means you guys like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course you're special.
Oh.
You're awesome, brother. We love you. And Alan, since he's been on, I mean, you missed something that I thought you were going to throw in, but I'm going to throw it in, is the American Ninja Warrior.
Like you were going to throw it in, so that's why I left it.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, so cool. Like, you know, when I watched that show when it first came out, I'm like, I want to do that. Like, who doesn't, right? When you look at it and you're like, I want to do that. But you – I mean, this was a serious deal because I just want to start there. I mean, we're going to obviously get into, you know, what happened and all that stuff in the last year since we've talked to you, and you've got an amazing thing, and we're going to talk about where you are right now and talking to kids, because I always like pointing out the fact that, you know, people have these excuses, Anthony, that, you know, I'm busy and I can't do, you know, but we work through the nooks and crannies of time. But before we get there, I want to hear about, like, the, you know, I've been dying to talk to you about this, like, that was some serious training you had to do as well, right?
And
bring it, man.
You have to. It's not what my body type is typically supposed to do. So I'm, you know, right now probably about 6'1", 220, 225-ish floating around there. And most of those guys, they're like 5'7", 5'8", like a 170 at the most. And so, like, I'm a gorilla, legit. Like, I'm a silverback up there while they're like chimpanzees. It's a whole different monster. But it's a blast. Man, you get to go out there. Like, it's a ton of odd work that you figure out how to do. And I was able to go on. My wife, actually, she filled the form out for me online, didn't tell me. And then she was like, I need you to do this video about this thing I'm having you do. And I was like, what is this? So I did it, and they called me, and actually I wasn't supposed to do well. They had 100, the first year had 115 people that went through, and I got the 10th fastest out of 115 or so. And I wasn't, they didn't expect me to get past three obstacles. There's never been an NFL person prior to me to ever get past three obstacles.
Wow.
So, like, I'm kind of oddly good. It was fun, man. It's a whole different monster, whole world.
Well, you know, it's funny because I watched all your pre-training and you did a lot of really cool social stuff around that because – and I also saw you like literally you like went from a gorilla down to a – you know, almost like a really big chimpanzee. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah.
Just an odd chimpanzee and did really well. If we're to go,
my same
pause,
so my big long hands, it still helps. All the football days, my grip.
That helped with the grip.
The gripping power, huh?
Let's get back to, you know, what you're doing on a regular basis, which is really cool. And we caught you obviously just finishing up a speaking event. So tell us about that, because and then funny enough, you had to find someone really quick because hey, that's what you have to do, man. You have to figure it out.
I mean, I can show you guys outside. There's behind me, there's a whole like room, auditorium of like 200 people out there or more.
Amazing.
I was brought into El Centro, California to talk to some foster and at-risk youth to pretty much help these kids be better in life. So I literally flew in this like last night at midnight, had a speech, and then the speech ended. It's supposed to end at 10. Got done at about 10:10. We were on at 10:15. So I was like, I need a room. I don't have time to go to Starbucks. Like, I need a room. So I'm right next to the whole event still going on. And I'm like, we're going to get this thing knocked out. I got internet.
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. I love it. Yeah, you know, you're here. You have your internet, and you've got somewhere where
we're good to go,
see you,
bro.
Which is, yes. So, yeah. Anthony, you know, obviously that's pretty admirable. You know, talking to foster and at-risk youth, and you know, this country, and many countries have, you know, these challenges. From what you're doing. To give more of a positive piece on it, because you know we can exploit some of the negative sides of it. But where do you see like the changes happening and the excitement that gets you involved in this? Because obviously it's moving in the right direction and hopefully you can share that with our audience.
Yeah, man, it's interesting because there's like two paths that I'm always on. There's the one path that is the stuff I do, the business person, not Anthony, right? There's the fast entrepreneur, trustor, hustle, these things that I have as business. But they all allow me to do the stuff I have. It's hard work, like this, you know? And so the world that I step into is a super weird and funny one, but it's the one I made. That's why it's super weird and funny. Like it's, right. I get to create and do stuff with the kids to blast because very few people make it out of the situations that I made it out of. And I didn't know it until like after I was already out of it, but there's not many people that make it out of foster care and craziness off the streets. And so for me to get out and then continue to be successful, I decided I'm gonna come back and actually at some point say, now that I've, you know, had these things happen, I've been through that and I've had some success, I'm not gonna go ahead and say, oh, it was me, nice knowing you guys. I now spend time going back to kids who are living in the same place I was, saying, look, not only have I been in the NFL and I've been American Ninja Warrior, I'm now speaking on stage with guys like Brendan Burchard at his events and partners with him in business. Like, I'm doing these cool things. But look, dude, this is how I did it. I came from your shoes. I've been in your world. Like, you know, and honestly, even if someone's like, well, I'm not in foster care, I haven't experienced that. It's a different world, Anthony. Just imagine hardship. If you've had hardship, that's all we're talking about. Like, if you've dealt with something that was, like, overwhelming, too much to deal with, broke you down, like, it's just the things that you have to look at mentally that I went through to get there. It just so happens these kids, you know, they're the ones that are living through the same place I was. And I personally believe that when you've gone through rockiness as a kid, it makes your adult years easier because you can navigate the waters better. Like if these kids like really take a step back and say, look, man, I'm going through craziness. Like I'm going through, you know, addicted parents or, you know, there's drugs around me or there's, you know, whatever, there's nuts of stuff going on. I'm in foster care. Like that isn't like not a death sentence, man. It's like it's literally like if you look at it, it's an amazing opportunity for learn some crazy tools to succeed later on.
Well, struggle does that to us, right? I mean, struggle allows us to either shine or die. And a lot of the kids that you're talking about, they don't have a choice. They have to struggle just to survive. And you know, we've got a, you know, our executive assistant, the gal that keeps us on track, that produces these shows, she also comes from the foster environment. She was a foster kid growing up from, I think she had seven different places that she lived, and now they're making a movie about her because of her life and history. But she's talking about the exact same thing, about the unparalleled challenges. But you don't, like you said, you don't have to be in the foster care system. You can have anything going on in your life that gives you challenges, that gives you weight around your ankles. Is it, where do I go from here? So you talk to these kids.
Yeah.
What's some of the, you know, you're a mentor to them, right? Obviously, because they love it, you love it. Who was a mentor to you back then that said, hey, I know that there's somebody that, you know, who helped you rise above?
Man, they say it takes a village, man. I had a village of people. I had, you know, I had like my family, my mom, you know, my adoptive mom who passed away a couple of years ago. She was a huge part of just the catalyst of me switching on and like trying to be good. Coaches, you know, family members, like, you know, my adoptive family. So there's a lot of people that all have their own little parts in my life. My fate's a big piece of it. But the reality is, like, I think we always look at, like, who's a person I solely want to follow, and there's never going to be that one person. There's never that one individual. It's like, I'm going to follow just that footsteps, because you have to craft your own path, and your path may not have the same skill set, or may not have the same, you know, insight or background. But if you say, hey, what's the thing I want to pull from this person? Do I want to take their tenacity, their brain, of how they think and process stuff, their perspectives? I want to, whatever it is, what I want to take from that person. So for me, I take things in terms of care and compassion and love for the world from my mom. My coach, I'd learned how to operate with grit and tenacity from my grandma. She's talking about my business sense. Like, you just take these different things from people and you create your own life based on what strengths you need. And a lot of it starts with not one. You have no idea what you need at the beginning. You just know something's missing, right? So you let one person in and say, look, I want to do this. And then they help you cultivate a path of the next step to find and uncover that next need. So you're just pretty much walking through like a rock, you know, a whole field of rocks and turning the ones over that might be the one you need. And a lot of the time enter that field of rocks with no idea what rock to overturn, but somebody else a little bit ahead of us said, oh, you know, I turned that rock over. Here's the one you want to open up. And they flip it over. So you just pretty much walk through life that way.
Yeah.
I like discovery. That. Discovery. Yeah, it's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So, awesome. You know, obviously, you've been on the show before, and we encourage, obviously, people, you know, our audience to go back and listen to Anthony's journey, because that's what we talked about. Now we're catching up. But what is that one tool, Anthony, that you like your go-to tool when you have struggle? Because everybody has it. You talk about hardship and the parallel, whether you're foster or whether you have a health or whether you have a financial, you know, hardship's hardship, and we can all understand what that feels like. What's your go-to tool or tools, if you want to share, that help you get through those? Like, where's the first place you go?
Man, the first place I go is in my mind. I've realized this. When you are in the place of, like, dark, bottom, it all sucks, that is the moment when you don't want to move. You want to curl into a ball, get a Snickers bar and some ice cream. I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to take a shower for 5 days, right? That's where you get stuck. And what people don't realize is you don't really want to be there. You like, your heart's like, I hate this feeling. I want to get out of here. But what people do is they do actions that will prolong that feeling. They stay there longer because they do nothing. So the reality is the first thing you have to do is switch off the natural thought that says, I don't want to do this, and walk away and say, look, I'm going to walk into something and I'm going to be there longer than I need to, unless I choose that in this moment when I at the least most want to do this, I have to do something different, something better. So it's, in fact, like for me, when I get those down places, I'm like, gosh, I don't want to be here. I don't feel like moving. And it's a harder push, but if I don't want to feel like this for longer, I've got to move against the internal grain that says I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's this weird conversation. So first I'm like, dude, I don't want to move. But if I don't move, I'm going to be in this feeling longer. So I'm going to get myself out of here. So now I start making some adjustments. And I do what's called 95-5. Most of us, 95% of the time, we start stewing on the problem. This sucks. This hurts. Like, I can't figure this out. And you keep just going through the problem. It's when you're tucked away. And you might spend 5% of the time getting out of it. Just 5. The thing is, that problem's not going anywhere. It's still going to exist. You're still trying to get out of it. So I say flip it around. Spend 5% of your time thinking about it. It's still there. Don't make it the preeminent thing you're kind of stewing on. Spend 95% of the time getting out of it, and now you'll stay in that problem less time.
I just flip it. That is so easy and simple to do. That can be on a quick card. Yeah.
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 95, 5, 95, flip.
Just to remind yourself, I love that. And by the way, folks, go to anthonytrucks.com. Anthony has this information for you, and I really encourage you to check this out. And he has some really cool stuff that he can share with you, definitely. But, you know, what you're saying and really what I'm, you know, I went to was you just got yourself in an action standpoint towards what you know, to get yourself out. And I know something about action is it creates clarity. You know, it does. It provides you an opportunity to get clear on, you know, what it is, and helps. You know, we're problem solvers, right? I mean, we're seeing more science around the fact that our brain has so much power and to access it, you know, we are problem solvers by nature, and we are equipped. And I love what you just said. It's just flip that around, move your focus into you know, creating a solution. Even sometimes, you know, let's face it, we don't know what to do. Sometimes you just got to go for a walk. You know, I find that helps and get into your, like you said, your mind and what, you know, kind of shift that around. So I love that. So thanks for sharing it. Alan, what do we got from Mr. Trucks?
Coming from a professional environment and an environment where people put a lot on your shoulders, mm-hmm. maybe some of that's assumed, maybe some of that is understood, it comes with the environment. But you, one of your taglines is trust your hustle. And I think mm-hmm. that means something different to everybody. What does that mean to you, and what has it done for you?
Right.
Oh, great man. I'll give you guys the shortened breakdown of it. I realize in my life that everything I've wanted came on the backside of hustle in some way. The problem is a lot of people blindly hustle. They shoot themselves into one area, and they realize when they've already climbed mm-hmm. this ladder, the ladder
blindly
was leaning against the wrong building.
I like that. Yeah.
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 So a lot of it for me is saying, okay, if I want this thing and I got to work at it, I gotta go get it. Right? It's going to take work. But the problem is a lot of us don't start in the first place because we don't think we're going to have something figured out. Like, we're like, if I do work at this, it's probably not going to work. So I'm just not going to go after it in the first place. I'm not going to climb right. that mountain if I can't get to the peak. And what I realized is the big determinant behind why someone will start the journey and actually finish it is whether they trust themselves. And so when people say, what does trust Russell mean to me? It's not so much that it's a singular thought. It's that if you think about trust in of itself, trust is an emotion that we give outwardly. I trust somebody else. I trust this chair to hold my butt. I trust the plane to fly, right? Mm-hmm. But do I trust me to work to achieve? And a lot of people, when they're confronted with this goal that's going to take a lot of work, they don't trust themselves inherently, so they just don't pursue it. They make an excuse. They blame something outside of them. Oh, I have no control over that. When really you have all the control. And so what I look at is how do we build trust in people? And it's not so much that you look at trust, like you said a moment ago, action creates clarity. Trust is an emotion, and emotion happens the backside of actions. Like punch in the face, the emotion is anger.
Like
if I give you a hug, the emotion is care, right? So if people start taking more action to build more trust, and when they look at that mountain to climb, if they've succeeded in the past because the actions showed them that they could and they've done it, now they're like, you know what? Damn, I could go after that. And that's how bigger, bolder people, they think bold and they be bold because they were thinking bold, took an action, now they're bold. Like, it's that simple. People want all of a sudden to be sitting in this chair and saying, I'm going to sit here. Okay, now I'm confident. Now I think I can do it. And it doesn't happen. That's not how it works. It works from you doing something when you're not confident to get some success to now feel like, damn, maybe I can. And then you build on top of that. And every little step just keeps getting you closer and closer to the top of the mountain.
So when you win the success, when you do all that, do you still feel that way? And should you still feel that way? Should you still stay in that mode?
The thing is, you always have to, but the mode is always necessary because if you've done it right, there's always a bigger goal that has more like inherent internal, like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Like, I'm in the process now of trying to get a hold of some people to do some TV show stuff. Like, but in my head, I'm like, does anybody want to see me on TV? Like, can I hold that down? Can I be that dude? Like,
there's
always those things. I've done a lot of stuff, right? But it's like in my head, I know I can. Like, and my logical brain says that, but my heart of hearts is like, okay, I got to figure this thing out. Like, there's always that little that little voice, right? And we don't have it. It doesn't shut off. But then I think the voice is necessary because it makes me step back and say, okay, cool, if I have that, what are the things that I'm lacking in my life, my brain, my body that is making me feel like I'm lacking or I'm small? If I can pinpoint that voice is there and it's because something's missing, if I find out what's missing, I can put it in now. So it's going to be, you know, connections or information, but you got to acknowledge the voice is there. Some people are like, no, I got amazing confidence and I'm 100% all the time. No, you're not. Nobody is. In your dark, quiet moments, I know for damn sure. Like, I've been in the highest level of sports in the world playing in the NFL, and I've still thought, like, am I good enough to be here?
Wow.
And I'm here.
Wow.
You know, so if you have the acceptance and drop of the ego just enough to say, look, I'm still human, it gives you permission to find solutions.
I'm going to go back here, first of all. Anthony, thanks for giving us an awesome quote. I mean, you said think bold, be bold, and we got it from Anthony.
Yes, I love that.
There you go.
Trucks. I love it. I love it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you were to sum it up and what you said about, you know, TV show, and that's, you know, where you're going and you've got some things going on. But it's you asked this question, and may I, like, who do you need to become, right? It's like, who do I need to become to do that? Yeah. And I love that, that, you know, you put yourself in that position to then, you know, think yourself through that. And do you find when you start doing that, you know, I just want to get your awesome perspective on this, the people, places, events, circumstances, and things kind of show up for you? Like, what's your what's your thoughts on that? You know, where
I think,
do you...
I think life, life has an amazing plan for all of us, and we mess it up. I think you're going to have, like last night, I was just talking to a buddy when I was taking off to go down here. And it's you probably know this person's name, but he's watching this video, this live stream, this guy named Billy Jean is marketing. I don't even know if you know who he is. You've seen his probably stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's just black guy, a little, you know, kind of taller. And I'm talking to my guy, take off, I land. When I land, my guy's like, yeah, I love the course. Make sure to definitely check it out. I'm like, cool, man, I'm going to check the course out. I get off the plane. As I'm walking off the plane, this dude, Billy Jean, is sitting there at the gate, at my gate, of all places. Like, he's right there. And I'm like, this is cool. So I introduce him. I'm like, hey, man, like, he happens to know a couple people that I know. I talked to him maybe for 10 seconds top. But, like, it was unique because in my head, I'm like, that's how the world works. You have these conversations. And, like, it was cool because in my head, I'm like, I've seen him. He seems kind of like, you know, an interesting dude. But talking to him for a second, like, he seems like a good guy. And so, like, that may be a catalyst, and I don't know, but I think, like, if I join his stuff, maybe I get something that could benefit. Maybe it's a missing piece, because I don't know what is missing. But I think that the world opens up a lot of doors that we aren't quite aware of until we get to the point of seeing it, but we usually get scared, or we tuck away, or we find an excuse as to why we couldn't do something, or we don't go after that weird, bold thing that's scaring us. And so what we're doing is we're removing ourselves from the opportunities that are coming down the pipeline that we'll never see, because the moment we're in right now is just making us feel like it's too scared. I don't want to pursue that. And so when you ask that question, like, yeah, I think really it's a matter of, like, it keeps on coming, but if you don't get in the way of it, it'll get in your way.
Yeah, I think that's key. You know, I think our soul is always for greater expansion and fuller expression. I think as human beings, like you said, we see that, we want to be that, but society and our habits and our norms and all those things kind of weigh us down and keep us from doing that. But I love what you said, trust happens on the backside of action. And I think that applies to everybody in everything, in every area of your life, whether it's business, whether it's family, because we don't know. Look at a new dad or a new mom. I know when our kids were born, right before she was born, our daughter was born, I like thought I had my shit together, right? I thought I was doing okay. And then this baby arrives, and I have no freaking idea what to do, how to take care of this child. But you have to trust that you have some instinct and inherent abilities to be able to. But you learn along the way, right? So that's awesome. Are you finding that especially with the kids that you talk to, are they open to this concept, or do they have a barrier up?
It's always a barrier. The kids that I'm talking to, don't get me wrong, adults have the same barrier. Like, it's no difference there. A lot of the kids that I'm talking to have trust issues. Because they've been burned, you know, their own parents didn't want to keep them around, or, you know, the system's done them wrong. So, like, they're seeking friendship in people that are like them, but these people they're all lost, you know? And so there's no difference than a grown man or woman who's been burned in a relationship, burned in a job, burned in a business interaction. Like, it's the same thing. So we inherently have trust issues as people. And the problem is we put these massive walls up, and the walls that we want to keep everything out that's bad keeps everything out that's good. This is not a new concept, but, you know, people don't realize this. And the way I explained to people, I did a 99 in this yesterday, was you got to kind of look at this wall, not as like a wall, but like a door with a bouncer. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an open, closed door, but it's not an open door anybody can walk through, but I got a bouncer.
They love it too.
Right.
Yeah, they're looking in the background.
Yeah.
Right. They're still out there having a thing. And every time you meet a new person in life, your bouncer, who's, you know, every time he sees somebody or she sees somebody new, they get another feel for, like, okay, this is the type of person I got to keep an eye out for. It's a survival instinct for most of us to learn somebody's, you know, patterns. Like, does that person have a gun? Are they going to hurt me? We're watching that, but we're not realizing that same thing can be used for good. So I got this door, as opposed to saying you can't come in. I don't want a relationship. You do. Your heart's hurting right now because you broke up. And the reason you're hurting because you broke up because you wanted a relationship.
Right.
And it didn't work out the way you wanted to. Now you're hurt. No, I'm not ready for it. No, you want a solid relationship, but you're worried that you can't trust the next person.
Yeah.
That's really what we're running into. Same thing happens for anybody. I want this job. I'm not ready for a new job. I got to take some time off. No, you don't. You wanted a great job. You still want a great job. Don't burn this opportunity just because of something that happened in the past, because you have a trust issue. Put a bounce to the door. What am I seeing now since I've gone through this situation that's made my filter better? What has my filter picked up that it's sifting through tighter and more lean to where I can choose, like, hey, you know what? You can't come to my club. And then say somebody gets in the club. We all think like, oh, they're in the club. They're there forever. No, they're not. Go to any club. Watch Jersey Shore. If you're in the club acting up, the bouncer throws you out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So if you have somebody that they start acting up inside, man, just like, hey, you got to go, man, and kick them out of the club. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Don't have the sealed up door. Let people in, but keep bouncers at the gates.
Hey, yeah, I like that.
That's a great keep bouncers at the gates. Is we all have that internal bodyguard.
Yeah.
And, sometimes we don't go back to the word. We don't trust it. And we need to trust that we have some tools, that we are good enough, that we can take care of ourselves to a degree, but that also we can find and let in the people that can help us get to where we need to be, where we want to be, get us out of the place that we're at, have the influence to give us some of the resources we need to be able to expand and excel and to modify and shift, especially for these kids, pivot, but for the adults too, to be able to pivot to make something good. So thanks for saying that, Anthony. That's fantastic. Absolutely. I mean, you got so much going on. Where are you headed? After today, where are
question.
You going?
That was my question. Oh, that was my question.
I am headed.
I
want
to know the horizon. Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, it's finally slowing down. This year's been fast for me, but I'm going home today. As soon as I land, I got to go swim tonight. Like, I'm going to land, I'm going home about 6 o'clock at home. And then I got to swim. I'm doing a mini track, a half triathlon in 2 weeks. My wife signed me up for. I don't even know why. So I gotta go learn, not so much learn how to swim, but learn how to swim like a swimmer for 700 yards.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go see Ready Player One with my kids. And then we have just a bunch of life stuff. I have a speech on April 9th. I'm launching a whole new segment of my company called The Fast Entrepreneur. I'm launching that on the 15th, 16th of April. So I got a lot of things moving, man.
So tell me about that, because that's I love it. The Fast Entrepreneur. Yeah. What is it, what's going on?
I'll take you to the realistic. Like, let's be honest. You look at Anthony. This face is not the businessman's face. Not at a high level, right? To be honest, I'm not like a buttoned up white guy. Let's just be real, right? So when people look at business, they typically look at that. And so I'm like, I'm like this kind of like funny commodity guy. He does videos. That's cute. And so the people that I talk to, they don't realize like I have a high level of ability to strategize and execute. Like I work with corporations, multi-billion-dollar corporations. I'm working on a consulting thing literally now. I travel and speak. I coach and I teach. I do a lot of stuff, right? But what I realize is most people come to me and say, dude, how'd you do any of that? How'd you learn to speak? How'd you start that as a business? How'd you get into the companies to consult? How'd you write your book? How are you speaking on the stage of Brendon Burchard? How are you a business partner of his? Like, how'd you do all that? And it's really me stepping back and saying, look, I did it quickly. I operate real fast. I don't like to have wasted time. There's a part of how I operate as a human being that lets me just get stuff done but keep balance. So I can move fast as an entrepreneur and create new ideas. But then people are like, dude, let's say I can move fast. You got these good human skills of productivity, right? They're like, how do you know which way to go? Because most people's hang up isn't always the organization's speed. It's like, what the hell do I do to start and what I do next? How do I feel free to move faster? And so what I realize is people come to me at the baseline. They're like, I have an idea. Like I have an idea, now what? Or my business is moving, but it's not really running. You know, like it's not going anywhere. It's just kind of there. And so I talk to these people and outline for them the most foundational basic steps. It's like 7 little levels you go through that tie in how to go from idea to income so you can make your first or next dollar faster and more consistently in business. That's all it's based around. There's levels up, you know, if people really want to go to that high level, but I realize for me the most organic thing that I can have people come across Anthony and say, oh, he does this, it's that he's able to take an idea to run with it and make something happen. And that's, I mean, I have a physical gym I own at the same time as I do all this stuff too. Like I have a gym at home that has my name on it that I own.
Do you really? I love it.
Yeah. Yes. It's called Stretch Training. So
I love that.
It's all running, bro. And that's kind of thing. Yeah. So Fast Entrepreneur is that. It's for people who are like, you know, literally like they have an idea, but don't do next. And they want to get this thing, you know, moving, or their business is running, but it's not moving and they want to go faster. But it's how do you make your next or your first dollar faster and more consistently? So it's not like fast money's last money. It's like, how do I make this money quick? Learn how I made it, adapt, modify, and go. It's a little 4-step process I go through, and it's a blast. It's a lot of fun, and that's kind of where my future will be in everything I do.
I'm writing that down.
You have a passion for that. So Anthony, what do you do for fun, brother? Like, what's you know, what's your way of just kind of cutting out and, like, you're going home and get a little bit of a break, and we hear a little bit about what's happening this evening. But,
we binge watch TV shows.
You binge watch TV shows like the Jersey Shore?
No, hell no.
So, all right, on that note, what are you watching right now that you guys are going to, like, dive into?
So I just started Trial and Error with John Lithgow. I've watched on the plane. I've almost finished the whole season.
John Lithgow's great.
We just finished Sons of Anarchy. We're kind of into Walking Dead, waiting for Game of Thrones. And then we always start a few and finish some Santa Clarita Diet. That's on Netflix. It's pretty good. I'm trying to think what else. That might be the gist of it. I'm honestly a big movie guy. We got a couple websites we go to and we can watch a whole bunch of movies, but, like, that's my binge stuff. So whenever work's done for the day, we just sit and we all just chill out on the couch. We're a very active family. Matter of fact, like, I'm going to brag a little bit on my family because I think few people do.
Bring it. I have a dope
family, man. Like, so take me out of the picture, right? So I'm NFL, Ninja Warrior, speaker on TV, right? That's me. My wife, she just did a Spartan race. And she, if I didn't come in, my wife did a Spartan race, and she, out of all the people that did a Spartan race in Patterson, for age group, she took 8th out of 275.
Wow.
And took 29th out of 1,370 people. Wow. Beasted it, bro. Like, she's,
we already know
softball,
she's a
awesome monster.
Man.
She's awesome, man. She's doing that. She does softball.
So you know that's why she signed you up for all this
stuff.
That's
right.
That's why. She wants to put me out there. She wants to pick me out. Right. My oldest son, he's a straight A student, just got into De La Salle, which is one of the best private schools in our area. He's great the 400. He's actually the times he had, so going to high school, already meeting times for competing in state as an eighth grader. My daughter is a beast of a swimmer. She's on every swim, like, stroke she has, she'll have counted this year. It's her second year ever swimming. Last year she was, like, milliseconds away from county a couple times, so she's this weird fish. And then my other Centurion, he's a monster on a basketball court, and he's great at soccer. You put him in a soccer field, he'll score like 4 goals. We had to tell him it wasn't a. He said it was. I want a pat trick. We're like, no, it's a hat trick.
Oh, okay. I want a. That's awesome.
use that for the future. I love that.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, it's like I just want to say that because I feel proud that I have this amazing family. That, like, don't get me wrong, we have our struggles. I'm married, and me and my wife at one point we got divorced for 3 years. Got back together. I have kids who they fight and they work, and we teach them how to live. And my thing is, I want my children and my world to go out into the world and see greatness, not just be another body, another human out there taking up space, complaining that they hate Mondays. Like, I want this world to be something better, and the only way I can start it is at home. And so, like, I'm proud of what I've been able to create, and I think I got to toot my own horn, man, not because I'm saying I'm egotistical.
It.
It's just like I think we need to do more of that.
Well, you trust yourself, right? I mean, you're applying it to you too, right?
Yeah.
You trust what you've been able to do and the influence that you've had, and look what's happened. I mean, you've done some amazing things with your kids.
For sure, for sure. I know a good coach for your swimming. Your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Seriously, I wish, but she doesn't. Yeah. She can't communicate it to me. It's weird. Like, she's phenomenal, but she's not. She doesn't know what she's doing. Like, her coaches just tell her to do stuff. Okay, and she just does it. She's 8. I mean, it's not like we're talking about this coach, but yeah, we have. We have a little fish in the family.
I love
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. I can see some Olympians coming out of that house of yours.
That'd be dope.
We're gonna hear a whole lot about that.
This show, you know, goes so fast, and Anthony, we really appreciate you coming back. But, you know, one of the things we want to do with you, because we certainly think, you know, you're an absolute maverick, and and Alan and I have produced and we are publishers of a new magazine.
I was gonna do that.
Well, I beat you to it, brother. I saw you reaching for your magazine, so I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, trust your hustle, bro. Come on, Alan.
So we do have a magazine coming up. We want to definitely do an editorial on you, my friend. I've seen you grow, and, you know, we've been friends, and we've connected quite a bit, and you know, I appreciate that, and we appreciate that, and I think you're amazing. So we want to definitely do that for you because we've got some great connections to the magazine since we are partners in it. So we'll make some things happen for you on that note. But, you know, listen, you know, leave everybody with one thing. You know, that's our thing when we leave the show. You know, what's the one thing based on, you know, all the things you've shared? And before you get to that, I want you to think about that for a moment. But, you know, folks, we're now obviously broadcasted on C-Suite Radio, larger contingency of listeners and audience. Of course, you can catch us on iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and Podomatic. So have a look out. We're going to feature Anthony on these, and especially C-Suite Radio coming up. But Anthony, share with everyone, you know, what's that one thing, man, that they can do right now if they're stuck? Or, you know, what do you want to share? I'm going to leave it on you, because you're an amazing guy when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, man, I'll pop something out there.
You fire me up.
I fire me up too, man. Somebody got to do it. here's what I've realized. I love people that create and build and grow. I love what you guys do. I love human beings that are being the change. That's it. Like, they're doing something. There's more than enough people complaining or talking about wanting to do something, but they have excuses. And what I've realized is a lot of people try something, and the reason they get kind of all bottled up and they get angry because it didn't work out is because they chose to do the wrong kind of work. So people will try, like, oh, you know, entrepreneurship's not for me. It's a bunch of shysters. They just, you know, it's just too hard. And what it really is people don't, they don't like to get past the fear. So the first thing is, a fear is something you have to chase, because if you didn't have any fear towards it, it wouldn't be important to you. Right. It's only scary because it's important to you, right? So, like, I'm there's things I'm scared of in life, but the ones I'm scared of, I'm like, dude, I got to go after that, right? What people do is they have this dream they want, and they want to get to that dream, but when they run into a fear wall, they don't overcome it. They'll stand in front of the wall. They don't always turn away from it, but they'll hang out in front of this wall for a while, and here's how they hang out in front of this wall and never get the headway. It's because they do all the safe work, but the safe work is the wrong work. So in the world of business, the safe work is, I'm going to make a logo, I'm going to make a website, I'm going to create this cool thing in the background, I'm going to drive these emails up, right? But then here is where you actually have to climb the wall of fear. And the wall of fear is like, well, what if nobody likes it? What if it sucks? What if nobody buys it? What if I do something for myself out there and I get that feeling of like, oh, it didn't work out and I got to tuck away? And so what happens is, the only work that's going to really make a change is the unsafe work, the scary work. Telling somebody, hey, I made this, pay me for it. Come hire me to speak. Now, let me be your coach. I can help you with this. Like, that's bold. That's another step, another level. And that's the scariest stuff in the world. But if you don't have a website and you build this stuff, like, say you have all this stuff, it's like creating a cure for cancer, but lock it in a room in a mountain that no one can get to, because you didn't put it out. So if you're in this place right now, I'm not even talking to you guys, I'm talking to the person listening, where you are afraid of something going out because it's not perfect or it's not great, stop doing that safe work, hiding it, you know, not having to get the feedback of what can make it better. Stop telling people you want to perfect it. You cannot ever, ever perfect something if only your brain sees it. It has to be in the hands of the people that are really going to get it, so they can help you perfect it. So stop doing the safe work. Start doing that scary work, because the scary work is the stuff that allows you to continue to work in that same field.
Very much so. Very much.
Boom.
It gives you that propulsion.
Boom. I love that. I love that.
Humans,
and I knew if
being
I just
the change.
It, if I just threw it at him, man, he was going to come up with something obviously that made a lot of sense. And I really appreciate that, because it made tons of sense. And, you know, when I listen to things, I obviously relate it back to myself, and then I, you know, think through. And you just hit all the right points. So thanks, Anthony.
Very welcome, man.
Yeah, you're an
awesome brother,
buddy. We're glad that you came back on. I got another question for you. You would come back on again?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, anytime, man. Come here. I don't know if my schedule is tomorrow just yet, but yeah.
I want to see where he does it from this time, right?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow I very well probably, depending on the time, I could be sitting in my gym or in my garage. I don't know where I'm at.
There you go.
Time.
Yeah.
Well,
Anthony,
dropping some great nuggets to the audience. Really appreciate that. I know that the audience does too. And just thank you so much, man. We appreciate you, you know, thinking enough of us and wanting us, you know, and dropping your wisdom on the audience. And we appreciate everything that you're doing. And kudos to the kids in the other room. I know they're going to listen to you. They're going to hear you, literally hear you, and they're going to apply some of that and come back and see where their life's going. And kudos, hats off, man. We salute you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Anthony, go back and, you know, give some love into the family for sure.
Yep.
Safe travels, and we will be in contact definitely in the next little while. But thanks to the audience. You guys make our show, and obviously we love bringing on great guests like Anthony today. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have anything you want to connect with us on, info@thinkbowlbbowl.com, and you guys have a great day today. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.